fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you and delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that it is desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For all there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will be no means pass away.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. Today the last Sunday in the Coptic year, and today actually the first or the only Sunday which comes in the very short month of the year, which is called the month of Nasi. And this month in the leap year, 6 days. In the normal day, in the normal year, it's 5 days only. And actually, you know, when we heard the signs of the end of the world as a reminder from our Lord Jesus Christ about the end of this world, this is coming, sign of it is the end of the year that we are now coming near. After 5 days from now, we begin the Coptic New Year, as I said. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ was explaining to his disciples some of the signs of the end of this world. And when we hear that, we become a little bit concerned or even afraid. But tonight I want to put under your eyes and in your hearts and minds, 5 promises from God inside these signs. We will choose 5 positive, 5 promises that the Lord promised his disciples, and hence to us also, he's promising us, to comfort our hearts and also to assure or insist on his good promises and his presence as a light among the darkness, and the comforting among the concerning or the frightening, as a good things in between the bad behavior of the whole world against us. That's why I will choose some verses from the gospel that we heard tonight. And Abuna will continue, God willing, in the second liturgy tomorrow, because the church concentrates on these signs from the month of our Lord Jesus Christ, from book of Mark, book of Matthew, book of Luke, about this about this subject. Number one is verse 13. Before that he said, but before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Comes this verse. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. This is the light point in the matter. So he said, yes, you will be persecuted. You will suffer. You will be delivered to the synagogues and prisons. Rulers will punish you, will torture you, will hate you. But this is a good occasion for you to witness for me, an occasion for testimony. The best service that we can offer to our Lord Jesus Christ, or in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the best service is not in the good atmosphere. It's not the, times of rest, but when you are persecuted, when you are punished, when you are surrounded with some problems and difficulties, and deliverance of the opposers against you, this is the very good time for you to witness the word of God. That's why when you read the Acts of Apostles, you will find that the most effective service that the disciples and apostles presented for God was in the very difficult times. St. John, the Baptist, suffered very much, but his testimony was very strong, sharp, 6 months. 6 months with a very strong and harsh word, but very effective ones. Even Herod the king was afraid of him. Unless Herodia and Salome made this tricks or this betraying to Herod to lead him to kill and cut off the head of St. John, he would have never done anything against him, not because he believed in him, but because he was afraid of him. And after he killed John the Baptist, and he heard about Jesus Christ, he said, John resurrected again from the dead. To this extent, he was afraid of him after he cut off his head. But the service of St. John the Baptist was very effective, very strong. He was the one who prepared the way before our Lord Jesus Christ, 6 months only. Because as you know, St. John the Baptist was in flesh, 6 months elder than our Lord Jesus Christ. When the angel went to St. Mary, he said, Elizabeth, the barren woman, is now pregnant for 6 months. So this is number one. Number two, Peter and John also, they preached the gospel. They arrested them, punished them, smacked them, flashed them. But they were very glad when you, for those who attended the liturgy this morning, they were very happy and they went and preached the gospel to everyone after they threatened them, asking them not to preach the name of the Lord. St. Peter, St. John, St. Paul. You can't imagine how much St. Paul was suffering during his mission all over the years, from the moment he believed in God, when he appeared to him in his way to Damascus. He suffered. From the Jews, he suffered. From the Pharisees, he suffered. From the kings of Rome, he suffered. From Caesar, he suffered. But look at the fruits of the service of St. Paul. Huge. He was the most active disciple entirely in the history of Christianity. St. Paul. And you yourself, the most effective time with your relationship with God is when you suffer, when you have some difficulties. Could be some difficulties from inside, could be from outside. Outside from the non-believers, when they hate you and they try to hurt you. And from inside, when Satan tries to give a heavy war against you personally, this is the fight against the sin. This is the fight against the tricks of Satan against you. But you know what? The more you are attacked from Satan, the more is the Holy Spirit ready to help you. That's why in 13 he said, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. Why, Lord? In 15 he says, for I will give you a mouth and the wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You are not alone. You are not left out from God. On the contrary, when you suffer some persecutions from outside or from inside, be sure that the Holy Spirit within you will give you a power. As he said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. This is promise number one. Promise number one is the power of the Lord appears more in your life when you are suffering outside or from outside or from inside. Number two, he said in 16, you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. This is the negative. This is the, how come that my father or my brother or my sister betray me? I explained it last week. It could be literally and it could be emotionally. It could be more spiritually. When the father is not wise enough to lead his children in the way of the Lord, as if he is killing them, when he is not faithful in discipline and grow his children and take care for them spiritually, as if he is killing them. That's why he said, you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends when they offend you. When they put offenses in your way, when they do not lead you to the right track in your life towards a spiritual way, and leave you, live whatever you want, even if you destroy yourself spiritually. And that why he said, and they will put some of you to death. That's here, not the separation between spirit and body, but death here, separation from you and God. And this is the real death. The death of separation of spirit and death and body is not frightening to us. It's a departure. But the death here means not only they will give you to the governors or the rulers to cut off your head, but they may leave you in the hands of Satan to kill you and death you and put you to death spiritually, far away from our Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. But here, however, listen to 18 and 19. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. They say that every one of us, those who are that bald, normal hair, they lose an average of 100 hair daily from their head. They said that. So you lose 100 hair from your head, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. I will take care even if your hair. It's a promise that even the parts that is not that useful to you, you can live without any hair. There are many people who are bald, or even they shave themselves or cut baldly. However, every hair is valuable to the Lord. He said, the more they hate you, the more I love you. Or the more they persecute you, the more I defend you. Or the more they betray you, I will be faithful to you and take care of you. So this is the second promise. Second promise, not a hair of your head shall be lost, but your patience possess your souls. Just be patient. Just be patient. Do not lose your patience at all. Be sure that I am long-suffering, I am very patient, but I don't forget you at all. 18 and 19, not a hair of your head shall be lost, and 19, with your patient or by your patient possess your soul. Number three, in verse 26, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming of the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. But 27, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. At the moment of the end, at the coming of the end, everything will be shaken. Sun and moon and stars and everything. And at this moment, they will see the Son of Man. Son of Man is our Lord Jesus Christ, coming in a cloud. Cloud here means the presence of the Holy Spirit, because the cloud was leading children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud was filling the temple of Solomon when Solomon was consecrating his temple for the first time. So he said that the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and great glory. His coming, his first coming, was very quiet. His first coming was very secret. His first coming was he came to the womb of the Mother of God, born in a manger without anyone to know, very few people. And in the second coming, he will come in a great glory and the power, because he came first as a Fadi, Redeemer, and he will come again as a Qadi, as a judge. Fadi in the beginning, but Qadi in the second coming. Savior in the beginning, but judge in the second coming with power and great glory. Who will be pleased when he comes again? Those who are ready, those who are awaiting for him. But those who are drowning themselves far from God will not be pleased, will be very sorrowful. But it's like the gnash of teeth. Too late. It would be very late for them to find out even a moment to repent or come back to themselves. That's why he said, I am coming. I am coming. When I come in a power and great glory, the people who denied me, who ignored me, who fought against me, who persecuted me or my people in my name, will be very bad, in very bad case. However, you, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Third point, your redemption draws near. And then he gave them the parable of the fig tree, and at the end, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. This is the last promise and the greatest promise. Every single word in the Bible remains forever. Although the people either ignore this word or fight against this word, because these words were written by the Holy Spirit, and there will be people who not only sadden the Holy Spirit, but also who will fight against the Holy Spirit. That's why he said, do not sadden the Holy Spirit. Do not ignore the Holy Spirit. But much more dangerous is, do not resist the Holy Spirit in your life. Why? Because heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. When you look at the Bible, which was written in 1,600 years, the time between the Genesis and the Revelation was 16 centuries. From the books that Moses wrote in the Old Testament to the day that St. John wrote the Revelation, 1600 years, with 100 writers or more, but not a single word will pass away. Even if the heaven and the earth will pass away. What does it mean? It means that the Bible that you read is something eternal. The Bible that you read is not a normal book. It's a plan for you to read and to live and to follow and to prepare yourself through these words. So these are the five promises of the Lord in this message of tonight about the end of the world. Summary, number one, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries will not be able to contradict. This is number one. Number two, not a hair of your head shall be lost. Number three, by your patience possess your souls. Number four, your redemption draws near. And the last one, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not by no means pass away. Read the Bible. Memorize the Bible. Keep the Bible in your heart. But more of that, live the Bible in your life. When you live the Bible, you will never die. Means you will never be separated from our Lord Jesus Christ by any ways. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Marin Ostem Ben Sotir P. Myromena Sajin Sover.
Avio absoti emonere presve vinere ego non ten jete ne pirenti se oto cosmare asmavem penso tirent fkene novina ne volto veme pshois Jefes marot en jeviot ne mepshiri nem pepne mae so ep tetere esegi ke volte noste mostentione.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Pionzo Kyrie.
Ειρήνη πάνση.
Και το πνεύμα τη ίσω.
Σε ραβία σαν μεσία. Νον λόγω και το κρίμα τη λέμε. Λέει ότι τα κουλού του βατά το κατέρα μου κουλά να μου κουλήσε μαχή. Δηλαδή είναι φρα φέρτε ρίμη κουδίσινο σε ρωτά. Καρόν μου ρεσίβ το όρε σπίριτου σύνδιο ρίμη δόρη με τίτε με δότσου του τίν σαρμπιριτίν. Να ό,τι σου βιάνσ καν δεν τσου my fathers, my brethren. My weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, spend some thoughts your mercy, and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, the strong show thought and deed and word from faint heartedness. Though Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good answer, and grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and our glory, people absolved. Fill us with the gentleness and not the glory, good will. We are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to you, the good of Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and at all times. And unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Amen. Alleluia, Zuxevetri, Keio, Kea, Gio, Pneumati, Kenin, Kai, Kestos, Eonason, Eon. Goe moje open choice Jesus pe Christos es monia irente tvoe es moni moe me fiaroz moni siti nemni se mare pe knainen te kirine o in softem pe kleo so te mono na inon kriele son kriele son Es moero, estimi metania conie, volgo empi esmo.
Smo pie Christos penuti.
Amine se sho.
Emerica salama, atene salama, qarulana salama, qafilana, qtailana, kalkoan, maglaka, albaraka, laizu al-abad, amin. يا رب اجعلنا مستحقين ناكل بشكر ابانا الذي في السماوات
اسمك ملكوتك تكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض خبزنا الذي لا تعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن ايضا مذنبين الينا ولا ادخلنا في تجربه لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا قول مجد للابد امين
God willing we begin the new Coptic year as we mentioned in the sermon on Friday this Friday So Thursday will be the Nairuz Eve, will be the Vespers of the Coptic New Year. That's why we'll have, after the Vespers, some hymns about the Nairuz, and then the midnight prayer, midnight praise, a holy liturgy. And the liturgy will end by midnight, a little bit after midnight, to pass the old year to the new year. And this is the first liturgy. The first liturgy will be from 10 to 11 to 12, 12:30 on Thursday to Friday. And the second will be on the same time as usual, 8:30 to 11. And as of Friday, we will have the joyful melody for 17 days, from the day of Nairuz to the day of the Holy Cross, which is 17th of Tut, which coincides with the 27th of September. Rabbina Eid Alikum Ayam Bukhir Wal Baraka, who has an interest or a time to pray with us now, midnight prayer and then midnight praise, more than welcome. Mahabbat Allah Al Abdab Kulla Namat in the Rahid Rabbina Uram Khristan Masih, Sharika Tomahuat Wati Rukhus Takuma Agamim Kadum Fikum and Arad An Yamdi. وليمضي بسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم امين
بسم الله الأب والابن الروح القدس الواحد امين. يا رب اجعلنا مستحقين لكل شكر ابانا الذي في السماوات. فلنشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله ربنا ولان خيرس المسيح لانه سترنا وعنا حفظنا قبلنا ليه يفق علينا وعبدنا وكبرنا وايضا فلنسان يحفظنا فهذا المقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام الضابط كل رب الله سيد الرب الاله ضابط الكل ام ربنا ولان خيرس المسيح اشكرك على كل حال من اجل كل حال وكل حال سترتنا وعنتنا حفظتنا وقلتنا اليك اشفقت علينا وعضلتنا وتهدينا لهذه الساعه أجل هذا المساك ومن صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن نكمل هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام عقبت كل حسب كل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومأمرة الناس الأشرار قيام الأعداء الفتين والظاهرين زهان وعصير شعبك عن مذاك المقدس لما صلحت ونفعت فرزقنا أنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا سلطان دوس الحياة والعقارب وقوة العدو ولا تدخلنا التجارب لكن نجينا من الشرير من نعم الرفات ومحبة البشر ذوات ابنك الوحيد ربنا نوح يسوع المسيح الذي من قبل المجد والكرامة والذي يسجد تليق بك مع الروح القدس المحمي سولك الان وكل اوان والى ظهر الدور امين. Mercy upon me.
In accordance with the multitude of your compassions, blot out all my iniquities, wash me surely from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquities and my sin at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your saying and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities and sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall spring in me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness, and joy the humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach transgressions your blessed ways, and the ungodly man shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings, the sacrifice of God. As a broken spirit, a broken, humbled heart, God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then there shall be placed a sacrifice of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
سبح رب قواتك أنه معلينا بخلاص نفوسنا عندما نقف أمام الجسدية ننزع من عقولنا نوم الغفلة. أعطنا يا رب أقدارك أن نفهم كيف نقف أمامك وقت الصلاة ونرسل أن لأفوت تمجيدا لك ونفوز بغفرا قطعنا الكثيرا.
المجد لك يا محب البشر.
Behold, bless the Lord, O you, the servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the last, lift up your hands, O you saints, and bless the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, He who made heaven and earth.
Glory to you, O lover of
توسلني قدامك يا ربك قولا فهمني فلتدخل تلواتي لحضرتك يا ربك كلمتك أحيني تفيد شفتي الصبح لما علمتني حقوقك لساني ينطق بأقوالك لأن جميع عصاياك عادلة لتكن يدك لتخلصني أنني اشتهيت عصاياك اشتقت إلى خلاصك يا رب وناموسك وتلاوتك تحيا نفسي وتسبحك أحكامك تعينني ضللت مثل الخروف الضال فاطلب عندك فإني لي وصاياك لم أنسى. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit now and forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and the Holy Spirit from now and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O God, O good one and lover of mankind.
Hail to your mother, the Virgin, to all you saints. Glory be to all your Trinity and mercy upon us. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let all who get his holy name flee before you, his face. But let your people be in blessing thousands of thousands and then thousand times ten thousands, doing your will, O Lord. You shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Amen. The service of the finite watch of the blessed might midnight hour we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of that our teacher David the prophet. May blessings be with us all. Amen.